Ryan, what do you think about being the Texas nominee for this honor?
Just a huge honor. You know, obviously something I'm very happy about and very thankful for to be nominated and voted into. So, you know, it's just one of those things, you know, you start to work, do a little bit of work, you start the foundation, and it kind of takes off on its own. There's a lot more people than myself behind the scenes that really got things going and have, you know, made it to where it is today. So it's just, it's awesome. You know, it's an incredible honor, and I'm just extremely thankful and just looking to, you know, continue to build upon, you know, what we have.
Brian, you're very passionate with the family involvement you've had in the military and all the background you have. What have you learned this year about some of the military families that you've gotten to know and interact with?
You know, I think that a lot of them are very similar. They're very hardworking families. They're good people. And they just want the best for each other in this country. You know, I think the biggest thing that when I went overseas was I just kind of asked a bunch of questions, what they wanted to see, you know, people like me and what we could do better, you know, to help military families and guys coming back from serving over in their tours. And, you know, what can we, you know, make more accessible or easier and make the transition better for, you know, when they do return back home.
Brian, you touched on this a little bit, but what did you think when you started the foundation, what was possible and then kind of what you've seen it grow into? Has it been a little bit surprising?
Yeah, it has. You know, like I said, there's been a lot of people that have really helped out, though, and it's been definitely a team effort, you know, and something that's, you know, I've been pleasantly surprised with. So, I mean, it's just been an awesome experience, you know, from the day my wife and myself decided to really, you know, go after it and do this and obviously for the military cause.